and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, and a large selection of binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center also sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. Doug Cole, our Director of Sports Information, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill. It's now time for our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLAW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. From the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the Edgar Allan Poe of the rugby-style punt, Paul P. Adams.
Oh, that's cold, Clark. That's cold.
And of course,
I'm not talking cold cuts either.
And, of course, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen.
Oh, no comment necessary.
Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll deem a media roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for the season's winner, well, I had to put a hold on the engraving of my name in it, so I apologize, gentlemen. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game of the WLAW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since Paul Adams tied the score with Dave Hansen last week, the standings sit at Paul Adams 2, Dave Hansen 2, Clark Ramsey at 3. Paul Adams, the tee is yours.
So you're telling me there's a chance. I gave myself a chance last week. I went out on a limb with Harbor Beach, and it proved to be a really good pick. This week, I'm pretty sure Dave and I are going to have the same winning team. So this is going to come down to the spread. And very tough to judge where Bad Axe is right now. Bad Axe coming off a shutout loss to Vassar. Really didn't show much in that game. Now it's coming off a great win against Lakers. So I'm not sure. I know Ubley is rolling. I'm going to pick Ubley. I'm going to go big on this one. I'm going to take the Bearcats are kind of, you know, still stinging after last year. I'm going to go 42-7 Ubley with the win.
42-7, a 35-point differential for Paul P. Adams. Dave Hansen.
I don't know if I could say it better myself. And, yes, I do not have Bad Axe winning in this game. But the thing is with Bad Axe is you never know what you're going to get. Tommy Morneau is that guy that can literally help lead a team to victory. The question is, though, can Bad Axe play any defense whatsoever and slow down this Bearcat ground game? I do think it's a big victory for Ubley. I have them winning 40-12.
Okay.
I do think that there are some times where Ubley is going to control the clock, keep the ball away from Morneau. So I do think the opportunities for this to be a blow, it's going to be down a little bit, even though 40-12 is quite lopsided.
So Dave Hansen taking the under of Paul P. Adams with a 28-point differential, 40-12. Both gentlemen picking Ubley. So
we
this
have
opens
opened
the door
a little bit.
The door for me to I get Bad Axe for the evening. Now let's take a look at other area games going on throughout the region tonight. We start in eight-player division We had one game scheduled for last night, but unfortunately due to forfeiture, the Michigan School for the Deaf forfeits their game against Owen Gage. Owen Gage finishes 9-0 on the season.
Yeah, good season for Owen Gage. I'm anxious to see what the playoffs are, the playoff pairings are going to be, and I want to see them get tested in the playoffs. I'm really looking forward to seeing how good this team really is.
Yeah, they're going to get tested. It may come earlier than they think, but this is a good ball team. We've seen them live and in person. Clark and I did for sure. They have the offense to score with a lot of teams. The defense is where my question marks come in, so I'm very excited to see them make a playoff run.
And not much else going on here in April, so we'll go through these quickly. Caseville is at Burton Madison Academy this evening. Dryden is at Deckerville. That's going to be a blowout. Akron Fairgrove at North Huron. That's going to be a blowout in favor of the Warriors. Akron Fairgrove at North Huron. Excuse me, I just said that. Covert at Peck. That's going to be a blowout. And, you know, Dave, you said last week Covert has does things in covert operations. They don't even play in covert. They play in Weberville.
There's their first problem.
Yeah, there you go.
First problem.
Waldron from down way down there, almost practically in Ohio and Indiana, is traveling all over the CPS. That's Waldron standing at 7-1 on the season. And Kingston is taking on Marion the Librarian tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Marion, Michigan.
Not much thoughts on that game. Neither team's really playing for a playoff spot, so just trying to end the season on a win and get a winning record for those teams. I do want to add, Clark, though.
Go for it.
Caseville at Burton Madison.
Yes.
Caseville, very important game for them. They have a chance to finish the season 5-4, winning record, just 3 years into this rebuilding project that they have, and I think they have a very good opportunity to go on the road. I think I pick Caseville to win this game. It's a kind of a mini upset, but 5-4 record for the Eagles, I think, is very impressive. They're going to miss the playoffs, but still 5-4. Really good for where they started a couple of years ago.
Couldn't agree more. To bring it from the ground back up to something at potentially 5-4 is very impressive, and that's a really good heartwarming story over there in Caseville.
And to quote John Mooney's favorite song of all time, Drake, started from the bottom, now we're here. In 11-player division, Harbor Beach travels to USA in perhaps one of the most interesting games of the night.
There is no question, Clark. I think this is the most intriguing game because there's not a lot of playoff implications tonight, but this one has the playoff implications written all over it. USA needs the win to get in. I don't think 5-4 is going to cut it. They're coming off a really surprising loss, 49-0 to Cass City. They canceled their JV game last night, so they are hurting with injuries. Harbor Beach, 3 out of 4 games that they've won going into this game. They spoiled Marlette last week. I think they play spoiler again tonight, Dave. I'm picking Harbor Beach to win this game.
Well, you know something, Paul? I like the pick because USA, the wheels were falling off last week. If they didn't fall off already, they're gone now. They are everywhere. The wagon is done. So it's a matter of this question. Can Harbor Beach's defense stop Aaron Sines and Tanner Foley? Because there was a couple weeks ago there were 4 or 5 guys that you had to stop. Can you stop Sines and can make Foley beat you? Is Harbor Beach's defense good enough? I think it is, Paul. I'm with you. I think Harbor Beach steals the game here and knocks out two local teams out of the playoffs.
Well, the only other Greater Thumb Conference crossover game tonight is Ubley and Bannex are game here. Both of the gentlemen picking Ubley tonight. And then everything else is non-conference. Algonac is at Brown City. Algonac 5-2 coming out of that BWAC.
The mighty BWAC. Algonac shouldn't have any problems in this game. I think they're co-BWAC champions. They should win this game fairly easily.
Even though they're on the road, you would think that they would beat Brown City. They've really, really struggled, especially as of late.
KPAC at 2-5 visits Sandusky, who is 8-0 on the season. In Sandusky, Sandusky should finish the season 9-0.
Sandusky finishes the season 9-0. Nobody predicted it. Great season for the Redskins. I can't wait to see where they go into the playoffs.
Yeah, still, the prices to staying in the Hyatt are going up, man. It's just too good of things going on in Sandusky right now. Nobody's touching them right now.
Marlette at 4-4 coming off that loss against Harbor Beach takes on a winless Armada at 0-8. We'll just say Marlette in that one, maybe. Burton Atherton at 4-4 goes to Memphis tonight, who is 1-7, haven't won since week number 1. This one should be interesting.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much, guys.
I don't know what else to say about that.
It's going to be Burton Atherton there as well, Clark. Keep it rolling.
All right. Carroll at 1-7 at Cass City, 6-2.
I am curious a little bit to see how Cass City plays in this game because they just come off a huge win over USA, blow USA out of the water. I want to see if there's a hangover. I want to see Cass City come out and roll Carroll to prove that they are ready for the playoffs.
I don't think there's going to be a hangover because, again, Cass City could be playing for a possible home playoff game. So I think they're going to come out ready, focused, build momentum from last week, and I think they're going to roll against, they're going to win that M81 clash.
Here's a ball game.